Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It looks like we're starting the day in the red. Futures are pointing to a lower open across the board.
They certainly are. It feels like that big AI rally is finally hitting some resistance. Tech stocks, especially the mega caps, are leading the way down this morning.
Absolutely, and the poster child for this pullback is Palantir. The stock is getting hammered in the pre-market, down almost 8%.
Which is fascinating, because on paper, their report was great. They beat earnings estimates, beat on revenue, and even raised their guidance for the full year.
It's a classic case of sell the news. The report was solid, no doubt. But the problem is valuation. When a stock is trading at nearly 245 times forward earnings, even a great report might not be enough to justify that price tag. Investors are taking profits.
And that weakness is contagious, isn't it? It seems to be weighing on the entire AI space, with all of the Magnificent Seven names trading lower before the bell.
Exactly. Palantir is a bellwether for the AI trade right now. When it pulls back this hard, it forces investors to reevaluate the valuations across the entire sector. It's a ripple effect.
Meanwhile, we have a flood of other earnings reports to sort through. Any other standouts this morning?
Well, on the positive side, you have Spotify. They're bucking the trend, trading up over 5%. They absolutely crushed their EPS expectations by $1.32. A huge beat.
Wow, that is a big number. What about Uber? I saw they were also down, despite what looked like a decent report.
Another tricky one. Uber beat on revenue, and their gross bookings were up a strong 21%, but the stock is still down over 4%. It seems their guidance for adjusted EBITDA was just in line with expectations, and in this market, just being in line isn't always good enough.
So the market is demanding perfection right now. Got it. Let's look at the broader pre-market movers. It's a pretty wild list today.
It really is. On the downside, Sarepta Therapeutics is just collapsing, down almost 40%. Insperity and Jeld-Wen are also seeing massive drops of around 30% each. It's a bloodbath for some of these names.
But there are some huge winners, too. Denny's is soaring almost 50% on news of an acquisition. And Upwork is having a great morning, up 20% after their report.
It just shows you, it's a stock picker's market. Even with the indices pointing down, there are individual stories driving huge moves in both directions.
Speaking of individual stories, the analyst desk has been busy. I saw Apple got an upgrade to bot.
That's a big one. But on the other side of the coin, DraftKings was downgraded to neutral. So some mixed signals there on consumer-facing names.
And looking ahead, what's on the economic calendar for today?
We've got a few key reports. The trade balance at 8:30 Eastern, followed by factory orders and the big one, the JOLTS job openings report at 10 a.m. That JOLTS number will be closely watched for clues about the health of the labor market.
So putting it all together, what's the game plan for traders at the open? The overall sentiment feels pretty bearish.
The breadth is definitely bearish. We're seeing nearly 500 stocks pointing down versus less than 200 pointing up. The market is in a clear consolidation pattern. For the S&P 500, that key support level to watch is around 675. If we break below that, we could see more selling.
And what about volatility? With all this red on the screen, I'd expect the VIX to be screaming higher.
You'd think so, but it's actually pretty subdued. It feels like the market is in a wait-and-see mode, holding its breath for the next catalyst, which could be that JOLTS data. Sector-wise, money is sticking to resilient areas like tech and financials, but avoiding weaker spots like materials and real estate.
So the final word for today?
The key is to be cautious. The market feels heavy, especially with the weakness in those big tech leaders. I wouldn't be chasing weakness here. Watch for names showing relative strength against the tape. But overall, it's a day to be nimble and manage risk carefully.
Excellent advice. Be cautious, watch those key levels, and keep an eye on the JOLTS report at 10 a.m. Thanks for joining us. That's your Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.